Hey everyone, today's episode is brought to you by our incredible sponsors that help make this show happen.
The Outdoor Podcast is proudly brought to you by XOP Outdoors, Carbon Express, Block Targets, Moultrie, Gas Bowstrings, and Burris Optics, produced by Bowhunter Planet. We thank you for tuning in and being a part of our outdoor heritage.
Grab your favorite bow, your pack, your chair, and let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. Hi, Bowhunter Planet. I'm Tim. This is Dave. And we got TJ and AJ, Matt Eads and AJ Tentler. How are you guys doing tonight, man?
Excellent.
Yeah, doing great.
Well, it's good to have you back here. It's been a little while. I know before we started recording this, just kind of catching up on some hunting stuff going on because 'tis the season, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Best time of the year.
Yeah. So what we always like to have you on because you are involved in so many different things and we want to talk about you, man, and what you got going on.
Well, appreciate it. We've been blessed to work with a ton of awesome people and I wanted to have AJ on today. So thank you guys. But sure. AJ works with me at Eads Design. And we are a product design service agency, and we work with a ton of brands in the outdoor space.
Awesome.
Give us some examples of that. Like, what's some stuff you guys have done that people would recognize?
AJ?
Yeah, I mean, we've worked on quite a bit of stuff in the outdoor industry specifically. Everything from sights with the dialed sights. I know TJ had a hand in pretty much the entire development of that. We've worked with other brands to bring platforms, hunting platforms, saddles, climbing sticks. We've really touched just about everything. We've worked on some things that are coming out soon, exciting stuff. I'm not really sure what more I'm good.
Yeah, okay. TJ, you can mute your mic for a minute. We got to talk to AJ a little bit here.
No, we can mute him. We don't have to.
Yeah, I don't want to give away all the secrets.
About every one of them needs an NDA sign. Yeah,
so when we talk about design, though, are you talking about the marketing behind it, like the boxes, the packaging? Like, what are we talking about specifically?
We get to work on the fun stuff. Not that that isn't. Don't tell Keegan. No, we get to start at ground zero from napkin sketch all the way through production, and that is for the product. So we'll use dialed.
So you're, dialed.
So you're like engineering designing something.
Not just a specific component.
Yeah. Okay. Our degree, both AJ and I, and then we got another guy on our team. His name is Jake. But our degree is in industrial design, also known as product design. So we get to design the look of the thing and work with engineers to tuck the guts in it. We just happen to be dangerous at engineering, so we'll do a lot of that in-house.
All right, so talk That's me through. Pretty awesome. Now I'm like just picturing the equipment that y'all have. Talk me through some of the equipment that you guys use for this.
AJ, go ahead.
TJ said, someone comes to us with an idea in their head. They're like, we have a problem. This is what we need to do to be able to solve it. And so we start with sketching. We have, old pen and paper. We still bust that out every time, but we have nice drawing tablets. We can get presentation sketching, computer CAD. We use different CAD softwares, try to be dangerous in a lot of them because everyone works in a different program and suite. But we use basically all of these tools, computers, presentations to present ideas that people have in their head. They just don't know what it looks like yet. And so we have to work with them.
This is cool. This is not like I thought you were going to say. I thought this was more marketing specific. This is way cooler than that.
Yeah. Like, I think we got some ideas.
I know. That's what I'm saying. There's so many ideas. I always have ideas.
We were just talking about one this past weekend that we're like, we got to get this thing designed.
I forgot what it was. We'll tell them offline.
Yeah, we'll tell them offline for sure.
First, I need an NDA, though. They ain't no telling nothing.
But are you talking like, so do you prototype it with 3D printers in that process?
We sure do. Yeah. We've got 3D printers. Cool. I've got one here at my house. And TJ and I and Jake, when we're working on something, it's like, if we need to see it, if we need to hold it to visualize it, we 3D print it. I brought this out here in case this came up. But like this, for example, Bino harness, we were checking 3D print with this Bino. So we just CAD modeled a pair of tendons and 3D printed it. So we had a physical sample without having to spend a couple grand on it and a nice pair of binos.
It's ridiculous, TJ. You don't already have those binos, though. I'm gonna throw that out there.
I have for me. So gas and time. I got so many binos. Yeah, I got some couple pairs actually. But AJ's more fishing, so he didn't mention earlier, but he's designed fly fishing vests, reels rods, so on so forth.
So what kind of stuff you mentioned Dialed? What kind of stuff are you guys doing with Dialed?
So we were in at the ground floor. Taylor Coleman and I go back prior when we started Rack Hub. I reached out to him and Jordan at Capture Creative, hit it off. And then when him and Scott and Jordan were throwing around the Dialed idea, we got in on the ground floor and designed the Arxos, which was trying to think of how to describe it, choose my words. It's a challenge because there's a lot of IP in the space, and we knew that we wanted to make a product here in the States, and we didn't know what we didn't know. So we got the Arxos designed, completely original, tried to apply features that hunters wanted, and we got close, and then we quickly refined it based on all the feedback from people that have purchased the product. And launched the proof last fall, AJ? Yeah. So it was, a lot.
I remember when they first came on the market, just visually, forget about the features for a second, just visually, the Dial is like a tier above everything else. Just looking at it, I mean, it's a pretty amazing design.
It's a very light sight, the proof specifically. You know, Scott sent me one, and I was blown away by the lightness of that sight, to be honest. And my only issue with the sight was the price point. I'm not a big fan of the $599 number and that range, and I get it. I know there's a lot of work being done by you guys, other people. So my only con to it is the price. I felt like if we can get it lower, it would go to a lot more people, a lot bigger, you know, bigger space. But it's okay. It is what it is. It's going to fit a specific mold, the specific person, you know, who can afford it, which people are buying them. Don't get me wrong. A lot of people. And, but it is top tier. And speaking of which, what is the metal? Is it aluminum or is it like titanium? Cause it's so light.
No, it's 6061 aluminum. So it's good. And then 7075.
Got
it. And it depends on which part and piece.
Yeah.
We took traditionally what is a 250 to 400 piece assembly with all the competitors. And distilled it down to less than 80 parts.
Wow.
Only we designed and hid everything that you don't need. So what you see is purely and only what you need.
Yeah. It's awesome, man. It's the job well done on that. I'll say that. That's just, and I had the liberty of talking to Scott over at Total Archery Challenge in Michigan a couple months ago. And we had a great conversation about, because I brought up to him, like, hey, you know, I see you guys did this white color. You know, their marketing's so spot on, you know. And we had a great conversation about the marketing behind the different limited runs and stuff. It was just such genius. I learned a lot. I'm not going to spread what I learned on this conversation here because it's genius stuff. And I learned a ton. And I was like, oh, my goodness, these guys are a step above anything I would have even imagined. And just
come to find out, it's all you.
I know, what the heck. No. Not the marketing, though. Not the marketing.
Nope, we're just product.
So
we're just product.
And this might be, you know, something you don't want to answer, but like when it comes to that design piece, right, you're working with other companies that are going to be selling it, you're designing it. How does the patent work? Do you guys own it? Do they own it? Is it shared?
That's a great question. And so there's multiple patents you can get. The options are design or utility patents. There are provisional and non-provisional patents. We filed for utility patents, which has more meat. It's the recipe of the thing. how it's made or how it differentiates from the others. Dialed owns the patent, but we're on it as inventors.
Gotcha.
So if you participate in bringing that idea to life with X percentage of time, or I forget how it's written, AJ.
Intellectual capital, whatever.
Something along those lines. But that IP is tied to that company. So Dialed would own that. And that's, you know, an asset or equity tied to their company. We're just an inventor.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's cool. That's pretty cool, though. Yeah, they got, looks like they did that new Strike one. Were you guys involved in that one or no?
Yes. Yeah, I got, here's a raw aluminum proto when we were sharpening it up. And this is the riser mount.
So is this one heavier than the old one?
No,
the other one?
It's lighter.
And it's only $400 bucks, so they did what they, you know, they needed to do, I think.
Correct. Price. Correct. Yeah, we were just hogging material wherever we could. But we're trying to keep the visual mass there so it looks substantial. It also is backed in the strength. We say it's built like a tank, but light as a feather. And that's why I think you were surprised, Dave, when you grabbed the proof. It looks substantial and heavy visually. When you pick it up, it, you about throw it through the ceiling.
I was, I mean, I've been doing this in this business a long time, and I'll be honest with you guys. I was a little bit disappointed. I was disappointed, not in Dialed, but in the other brands, to be honest. I just was like, really, really? These guys come out of nowhere and they got a site that's this light and this cool looking, and you guys for years have these heavy ass metal. I just blows my mind. And I was just like, you know, the price is a con, but then I'm looking at like, how can these big brands that I've worked with for years not have anything similar, like with lightness though, you know, and even look, I mean, the look, I don't know.
It's ROI, right? They already have the design, right? Where, why would they invest? But then you got Dialed that comes around and makes it sexy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all of a sudden you feel like you're subpar. I mean, yeah. And like I said, I mean, it's just visual. You put them next to each other on a shelf, your eye automatically goes to Dialed.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the Walmart Kmart effect. Like they just won't pay attention until it's too, or I'm sorry. Yeah. Kmart didn't pay attention to Walmart until it's too late. Right. It's just interesting to me, like some of the big brands, and I just, even when they sent me their newer stuff and they're like, this is going to compete, but it's not, it's still so heavy. I'm like, I don't get it, guys. Like you said, you guys focused on minimizing what you need to see or what's there. They kept all that there. So you have that weight, you know, it's just all that extra weight of waste when all the archer cares about is something that looks good and can do the job, you know, and
it's a pretty big resume builder, but I want to know about what else you guys
have. Yeah, that was the juicy one. What's next?
Yeah. The big juicy one. They're Taylor, Scott, the whole team there. They're great to work with, but we're appreciative of the opportunity. It's definitely been a challenge. Other stuff. Obviously there's Rack Hub. Yep. We do all the design work for Rack Hub. We do tree stands, battle platforms. So we've done hang-ons, ladder stands, saddles, hyperlite. So the Magnite stuff, some bows.
Ooh, that's juicy. What bow brands?
I don't know if we can disclose because it's not launched yet.
Oh, is it a brand that we know or no?
You've heard of it.
So basically what you're saying is, well, I just want to make sure I understand. I want to make sure I understand. You're saying it's a bow company that exists today, and you're helping with the design of a new model.
Yes, right. And yes.
Okay. And then
somewhere in
Utah? It in Utah or in Indiana or in Chicago?
Florida, maybe?
Is it you guys know way too much. You guys know way too much.
Yeah, that's cool, though. That's cool. I can't wait to hear more about that when you can talk about it eventually, maybe, if you ever can. But the bow thing's interesting, though. And I'm asking those questions strategically because in the bow market, like the sight market, but the sight market not nearly, I don't think, is the bow market. There's a lot of patents and there's a lot of design. I don't know. Like, you know, it's a tough market. Like Kevin Strother, one of the designers that's been doing it the longest, he does all this stuff, but all those things are patented, you know? So it's like you do anything that's out of line slightly.
You got to really watch
it. It's kind of creepy to me. I don't think I'd ever own a bow company or make one just because I don't know how you get around it. They can't even get around the names. you can't use a name from an, you know, all the names are gone, and they, every time they take an old name, they still can't. Someone else had it back in like 1980.
There's been a lot of models out there.
So be careful. Be careful out there.
So is that, yeah, what is kind of like, what's the funnest stuff that you guys work?
What's the most rewarding?
Is it funner to work on like the bigger stuff that you know everybody's going to see? Or are there like smaller designs that are just kind of really unique out there in the industry, something you haven't seen before?
I'll let you guys answer these separately too, because I could tell both of you probably have your own like thing that makes you happy.
Yeah. AJ, you go first.
Yeah, so we've done other stuff too. We've done soft goods, like we've helped design hunting clothes, bino harnesses. That's kind of where my passion lies. Like prior to working with TJ, I was at Dick's Sporting Goods and I was working in golf. I joined at Dick's Sporting Goods when they were kind of going away from the outdoor industry. They were pulling out of stores for a lot of brands. And so I went with the intention to be involved in the outdoor team. Ended up on the golf team. It was great. I learned a ton, but I've used that to really fuel like my drive for, you know, soft goods design, apparel, bags, packs. It's a really difficult thing to design and to bring new things to, because we've been sewing together pieces of fabric to make packs for 300 years. So how do you innovate? How do you make it better? How do you improve? That's a big part of kind of what drives us to keep working on these projects. But yeah, I mean, as far as our day to day, we work on a different thing every day, and we're very fortunate to be able to do that. We have a lot of brands, a lot of trust with people that trust us to bring their ideas to life.
So how do you stay up on kind of leading trends, leading materials, new things coming? Is it a lot of conventions, a lot of, you know, manufacturing type of like, you know, making contacts, networking, that type of thing? Or is there like, can you go out and source that and figure out what's going on by Googling it?
Yeah. I mean, shows are great. They're great to go to, but they show you what people have already done. They don't show you what people are thinking about doing. And so we have to stay 2 to 3 years ahead of what people are doing current. So we're always looking to what's next. Like we don't want to be followers. We want to lead in these spaces. So, you know, reaching out, having contacts. I mean, we know a lot of people. We have a lot of different contacts with people in manufacturing, sourcing, things like that. And that's huge for the development process, because we could suggest things that people haven't thought about before in the industry. And, you know, Jake and myself on the team, neither one of us grew up big hunters, which you would think might be a kind of a handicap for us designing in the space, but really it's kind of like a strength, because we're not jaded by everything we've seen growing up. Like we don't
totally see that.
We don't have all of this preconceived notions about how things are supposed to be. So we tend to offer ideas that people are like, oh, we've never done that before, because it's just not the way it's been done in the past.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you can bring a fresh look into it, right? And I think back to when Dave got me into hunting. I was in my mid to late 20s when I started hunting. And I think at that stage, you also lean towards just keeping things simple, right? What works, not overdoing it, not overthinking it. So I think that makes a ton of sense, man, for sure.
Apartment People, Champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it will be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now, you don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire, available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
It's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't a stick. It's a climbing tool. Purpose-built, field-proven, ridiculously capable. Meet Hydro, the new standard in micro-light climbing performance. Engineered for hunters who climb smarter, faster, and farther, Hydro is equipped with the XR2 rope system, a lightning-fast, rock-solid attachment that thrives in both traditional and technical climbing setups. The wide V bracket, paired with Axis teeth, locks into any tree type with total confidence, minimizing kickout, maximizing control. Fast up, solid down, no wasted energy. Built from our proprietary I7 alloy, Hydro delivers insane strength with minimal weight. An ergonomic handle gives you more comfort on long ascents, and integrated attachment points let you customize with aiders to match your climb style. Each Hydro comes standard with the Reactor 3-step aider, ready to run straight out of the box. Minimal, modular, mission ready. Whether it's the first stick on the tree or the last one down, Hydro is built to perform.
I have more of a generic answer, but it is the truth. My favorite project is the next one. And I say that because I just love the next new challenge.
Thrillaholic.
I know. We were just talking about that in our last podcast about like all the new stuff that we do that we try because it keeps it fresh and it actually keeps you excited doing the new stuff. For sure.
Yeah. It's easy to get burnout, especially on rev changes and rev changes and rev changes. It's like, let's just get this thing to production and move on.
So how big is your team?
We have 3 full-timers.
Okay.
And we do a lot of work in the outdoor industry. And then we have a couple clients outside of it. One of them's probably our largest client. So we got a variety. Like AJ said, every day we're working on something different.
It's impressive,
and
man.
We might be working on 5 or 6 brands in one day.
Yeah, no, that's impressive to have the high quality output that you guys have with such a small team.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's some good talent.
Well, we can be dangerous if we have the right team.
Yeah.
And we're not.
You guys did broadheads too?
Yep, we've done broadheads.
My goodness.
Gun stuff too. We've done. AJ, I pulled this out. This random stuff. It's just a overmolded throwing axe for David.
TJ. I didn't realize, TJ, that you were – I didn't realize you're such an engineering, to be honest. I really didn't catch that the first couple times we've talked. You've been on, like, twice, too. That's what's weird.
Well, this is the second time, right?
Is it second?
So calm.
I thought it was third.
Might be third.
I know it was engineering, though. I know that was your thing. I thought it was just – I didn't realize that. I just thought you were running some brands. That's crazy. That's pretty cool, man. This stuff's unbelievable. I'm just looking through your guys' page. I see some vehicle-type stuff.
He's like – he's a guy behind the curtain.
Yeah. Oh, you know? My – yeah.
We like to lay low.
Yeah. I get it. That's so cool. So let's talk a little bit about Rack Hub, though, because, you know, it is something that we have really enjoyed using here. And I know it's I think the more people realize or know about it, the more they're going to buy it, because it is really that smart of a simple idea, yeah. You know, and it's actually a lot cheaper than getting the deer mounted or even sometimes European mounts, you know.
Dave, by the way, he did finally give me one after I gave him a hard time. The
I
last
tried to
time
keep them all, so he sent me a 4-pack, and they're so
yeah. Exciting. So he did, Tim, finally?
Yeah, finally. Okay. I had to good. Twist his arm, but we got one.
Good. I'm glad.
It was hard
that,
to give it
up. I'm telling you, that spike looks amazing.
That's good. Yeah. You can pluck those off and play with them.
That's right. It's a great, yeah. It's a great.
Oh, funny story, though, actually, real quick. My son, he used it in his room, and he was moving, like, because we did the floor, and he took off the horns, and my dog got one of the horns. Yeah. I heard her chewing something in bed. I go, what the hell is that? And all of a sudden, I look over, and it's a bone. I go, oh, that's cool. She's chewing the antler. That's cool. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Where the hell did she get this antler? I don't remember buying one. I'm like, no.
Which one was
it? It was his first buck. She didn't damage it that bad. But still, she was going to if I kept letting her chew on it.
You I got mean, a hey, story behind it now.
He's got to take care of his stuff, you know. Yeah. Jeez, oh,
that's how we learn, right?
That's yeah.
So walk us through. I know people are listening to this, you know. So walk us through kind of orally what Rack Hub is.
If I can, if you have antlers or skulls to mount, we've got the products to do it. We've got the products to put them on the wall.
Simple
so that's case. Shed antlers, cut off antlers. You find a dead head, cut them off. You just shot one, you can cut them off. That's for deer, elk, moose, everything. And then we just launched, I'll hold them up here because I have them on my desk. We just launched a Euro mount. So here's the RHE and the RHE XL. So medium size, XL size, but it works. It's very simple. This peg goes into the brain cavity, and then this T-bar, arrow point up, T-bar locks on the occipital bones. You can see it in there.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Tip it up, take it off.
That's cool.
Literally 2 seconds.
Wow. Yeah, it's on a ball joint. Put it exactly where you want it.
It's awesome.
And it's solid.
I use those around here. I got an Euro mount there.
There you go. Have to get you one.
Yeah, that's cool. We could do it on that one there. I was just trying to see.
The XL.
Do a bear too or no?
Yeah, this all right, the regular size will hold a bear, black bear.
Perfect. I think we got.
Yeah, small one.
We got a bunch of stuff. Just looking around, like, wait a minute.
I don't know if you can. So there's one on a pedestal.
That's cool.
Awesome. That looks sick, man.
Yeah, I forgot how cool those pedestals
were. I put that right on my desk at work if I could.
I don't know if I can get to the RH2s. Well, they're littered on that wall, but you can't see them with that darn light. There's one there.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I like those. I like the pedestal thing you guys did. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's launched by
just launched
for the Euro mount.
Yep.
Good deal. Well, I know you're probably working on future designs too, but we won't bug you too much about that, you know.
Okay. Sounds good.
I love it. So what else y'all have going on? Okay, let me back up a little bit. With everything, let me rephrase that. With everything that you guys have going on, do you guys find any time to hunt at all?
He's got some pretty big bucks back there, though. I would say he's finding some time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been fortunate to get out a few times. But, yeah, we make time because that's the only way to get out of the woods. It's not, you know, having families now. It's just different, you guys know.
So are you is it more weekend warrior lifestyle now?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a couple days during the week, you know. Communicate with, my wife on what works with schedule, and she's a hunter too, so sometimes she's got to sneak out.
Yeah, we've done a few calls, TJ, where you've been in a tree stand. You know, got one ear pot in, you can listen in.
Whispering.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys do this? That's a terrible design.
During COVID, when, you know, we were all work from home, I remember those next two deer seasons, we had some shadow hunters out in the field, and we decked it out with tables and batteries, and I'm sitting there working on my laptop the whole time.
Switches.
PlayStation. Treat it like, and literally go out in the morning, treat it like my office, it's work crazy. Out there all day long, you Craig. Know, ready to go. And it's the best time, man.
It is.
We had this really make cool it work. Idea. It was really a good idea. And we, so for years we were sponsored by Camp Chef. Well, so I had this idea. What was it, Camp Chef? Who else? There's another brand that was important in that conversation.
I have no clue where you're going. Like,
so anyway, so the idea was we wanted to do this curtain that goes around the back of a Shadow Hunter, like a curtain that was camo. And then what you would do is it was like going to be a game day. Like, so you have a TV with like College Game Day. You have the Camp Chef grill on the backside of this, like, you know, Shadow Hunter. So you can like flip hot dogs and stuff and then go in there, watch games and eat. And then a deer comes out, you could shoot it. So it was actually pretty funny, but it was a year that Camp Chef had to walk away from us because they had some stuff go down and they didn't have a choice.
Production stuff.
So it messed up the deal. So we were so excited. We had this like plan. We had to do all this list of materials we needed to make this video content work. And we were so excited to try this. And it would have been a lot of work, to be honest. Definitely not worth it for our time and effort. But it would have been hilarious.
Tailgate to hunt camp, man.
Yeah, it would have been hilarious. That's what we wanted to do. We're like, this could be so funny if we can film this right, you know. But dang, man, it didn't work out. That was let down.
It is tough, though, sometimes during college football season when you're out hunting on a Saturday. We have this tradition always after Thanksgiving. It's the Michigan-Ohio State game. And we go out, and it's been the last 3 years, shoot a deer in the morning. Kids shoot a deer in the morning. It's a family thing, so I'm sitting with my son. All my buddies are sitting with their sons. Shoot a deer in the morning, and then dads get to hunt at night. And every year I've ruined it because Michigan's been winning, and we just scream so much. Like, there's no chance of us seeing any deer in the afternoon. But that's kind of like part of the idea, right? Like the whole, you know, tailgate into a hunting party type of deal. That's fun. But we do have to talk to you about some designs, though.
Yeah, at some point. I don't know if we can.
We're all ears.
These guys are legit. We're probably more.
I think at this point we need legit because it's way beyond our expertise to even try and put something like what we're thinking together. So, but it'll be fun, man. So any big hints about, you know, new stuff coming?
We got AJ.
I don't know how specific we can get because we definitely have things coming. It's just kind of the nature of our relationship is we got to wait for them to break the news.
Is it this year or next year? Would you say most of them?
2026.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty big year. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
let us know, you know, offline, you know, of course, what those brands are when you can. Because I would love to come back to you guys after those things launch. And then we can have the conversation about how you came up with the idea, the design, you know, what you can talk about. So maybe figure that out in the meantime, because it would be nice to talk to the actual designer of something and not just the marketing.
Especially people. Where we have overlap, like Element, who sponsors the show. I mean, that'd be awesome.
There's definitely a lot of overlap if you guys are working with them and, you know, and some of their other brands, maybe. There could be a lot of overlap that could work out real well.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, definitely a peek behind the curtain is the stuff we're talking about now, the dialed stuff. That's stuff we worked on a year or two ago. And that's about how we work. It's definitely cyclical. Like we're 1 to 2 years ahead. So we have all this stuff done and ready to go from a content perspective. Like we're ready when the brands are ready. We just have to wait on production, fulfillment.
Makes sense.
Stuff
makes
to
sense. Yeah,
get made.
You guys are the PR version of.
Well, and that's a good question. Have you guys been through the whole process and they shelf it?
Oh,
they
yeah.
don't launch it at all?
I've been through that process as well.
Just out of curiosity, like, what's the reasoning? Is it manufacturing cost?
It can be a variety of things. Sometimes sometimes we're working with companies that are in that startup to a few million. So the owner is the decision maker we work with and our contact, and just don't have the budget, timing, etc. We could be working with a bigger company. And we're working with a project manager and it's a passion project for them and it gets shelved for a certain reason. Or it is cost came back way too high for tooling or piece price and the BOM's way out of whack. So there's no margin and we shelf it.
Yeah. Okay.
We try and AJ and I have a lot of questions. You know, is this for D2C, B2B, all the above? How's it going to be packed? What's our target MSRP? Where are we shooting for on call? Are we making it here or overseas? you know, we've got a list of questions that's naturally designing the product before we ever put pen to paper.
That makes sense.
So we can scorecard it, is what we refer to it as.
It's got to be disappointing, though, when you go through the whole process and then find out you're never really going to see it other than in prototype.
But it's better to quit then than to keep spending, knowing you're going to lose anyway.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just need to do it to know.
Sure. Yeah, no, that makes sense, man. Sometimes you do something and it just isn't what you thought it would be, right?
Yeah. In the profession, TJ and I are like industrial designers across the country working in all sorts of different industries. It's pretty typical. I'd say maybe at least 50% of your designs get canceled prior to production. That's pretty normal. Like a lot of places are higher, but we have a pretty good hit rate, I would say, TJ, us and Jake. Like we're pretty fortunate that a lot of the stuff we make, we do all the upfront. Like more of our ideas get killed before we even start than make it all the way through development. And then we decide to quit because, you know, we either all realize at the same time that it'd be really nice if we could make this for $100, but we can't. It's not currently possible. So that's when ideas die for us mostly.
I have to say, I am impressed that, you know, we have a dialed site go from 6 to about 4. That's still very impressive. I'm very happy to see that. You think
about percentage?
No, that's a fair price, though. I mean, nowadays for a top tier site, you're looking at $400 to $500 anyway. 400 to 600 now, you know, apparently. But I'm just saying. So now it's like, okay, they listened and they're able to, you know, come through on something that's an option. It might not be the one that people buy, right? They might just go for the proof, but, you know, at least that option's there now, you know.
And Dave, one thing that.
Can we go $199? I'm just kidding. I know it's not going to happen.
If it's $3
in America, if they send
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if we go overseas, maybe. And don't Cerakote. The reason a site didn't have Cerakote prior to dialed is because it is hard. So engineers like to work with tight tolerances. Every bow site prior is anodized aluminum. When you're talking Cerakote, you're adding 2 to 4 thousandths of stack up, but it can vary. Yeah. And then depending on the color, it can vary. If you're two coating it, it can vary. So we didn't know what we didn't know. And we decided we're Cerakoting everything because the finish is matte compared to a brighter anodized. And we could match colors to bows or add color pops and allow that bow hunter to have customization finally.
Yeah.
So that's $100 cost adder, just as a rough number, just because of the cost, time, supply chain, difficulty, etc.
Wow. Well, and actually brought up a good point too. I mean, part of that price point is it's USA made, which says a lot.
For sure.
You know, you think about the companies out there like 10 Point that are made in the USA, right? I mean, that people are going to pay a bigger premium for that type of thing. So
it's guaranteed. You got an issue, you can text or call them. And it's get it fixed.
I'm going to you now. I'm going to the designer now.
Yeah, you guys are taking all the calls. We're gonna. These guys designed it, for God's sake. Put all your complaints into them.
No hablo inglés.
Yeah. There you go.
This is the advantage they have of just designing and walking away. You guys take care of everything else. Figure it out until we design the next one.
Listen, dude, it's always amazing to have you guys on, for sure. It's fun. AJ, amazing. Good job tonight.
Yeah, great job.
You know, you're not fired, so that's good. You know, I think, didn't you say coming on, like, this was his big test before he got on, TJ? Isn't that what you were saying?
I mean, I wasn't going to give him any heads up or notice, but yeah.
So you're safe, man. No, really appreciate it, man. Great insight on everything.
Yeah, this is great.
Really eye-opening, and not just what you guys do, but just kind of how the industry works, too.
So good
behind the scenes. We appreciate it.
Tim, you and Dave know we're in the relationship business. So we keep investing in people and they invest in us. And we're thankful for all the opportunities.
Love it, man.
Thanks, guys. Make sure you guys go out there and buy a Rack Hub. You're going to love it. I'm telling you right now, I love the thing. All right. We'll see you guys. Have a good one. All right. See you guys. Have a great night.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.